You're listening to the audio production of How to Plot a Payback by Melissa Ferguson, published by Thomas Nelson and performed by Fiona Hardingham and Steve West. This book is dedicated to my marketing manager, Kerry Potts. Where would I be without our spontaneous and encouraging conversations?
Chapter 1. Finn. Murder is just so tedious. The blood, the weapons, the extravagant mess to clean up over and over and over. Does anyone even know how much bleach I've had to endure smelling over the years? Gallons, truckloads. I've lost 2 pairs of shoes in the past 3 months to unfortunate missteps. The desktop screen of my laptop is covered in folders meticulously organized into files labeled poisons, burn phones, cybersecurity, brilliant body hiding spots, run-of-the-mill body hiding spots, and, a fan favorite, absolutely bloody pathetic body hiding spots. I could make a killing, pun absolutely intended, selling this computer and all its contents on the serial killer black market. I've been in the business of murder for 8 years. Nothing to brag about in the grand scheme of things, but long enough that I've made a name for myself. A reputation. And by the age of 30, here I stand. Finn Alexander Masters III, son of proud parents Mary and Finn Masters II of 202 Summerhill Road, Welling, England, settled for life in the great land of Los Angeles, pigeonholed into the career of my dreams. Murder. And all I want, the whole reason I'm here at this absurd party tonight, is to get out. And then it turned out they all were in on it. Sputters the man opposite me. Spittle blinds me in one eye. Brilliant! While holding his appetizer plate, he motions with both hands that his head is exploding. Several sausages quiver and roll onto the rug. My eyes flicker down to the white shag. Mr. Henry doesn't seem to notice. Were you the mastermind behind that just absolutely awesome twist? I crouch, which, mind you, is no simple task in the small, overstarched suit my co-writer Paula pushed into my hands this morning with a shh as she shut the wardrobe door behind her. As I collect the tiny sausages, I say what I always say in these moments. It was a joint effort. Everyone in the writer's room is essential. But yes, I had thought of that plot twist. And yes, I am secretly quite...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?